I'm really struck by a couple of the songs that seem really brave choices in terms of really being singers' songs, being difficult vocal songs and really sort of exposed, something like First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, or even Bridge Over Troubled Waters, songs that are so associated with really, you know, pure vocalists.
Well, if I had tried to sing First Time Ever I Saw Your Face like Roberta Flack does, I would have had to head for the back door, because I can't touch that vocal. And so the way I approach a song like that, I love the song up front first, and Bridge Over Troubled Waters. I love the song. But I knew that that those songs, and that those are two good examples that you brought up, I knew that that I could not sing either one of those songs the way they were recorded, and I didn't want to record either one of them the way they were recorded by the originals. I didn't want to sing them that way. I wanted to sing them my way. I had to make them my songs. I wanted to make them, I wanted to feel like that I had made that song mine when I put it down in the studio. And it began to feel that way as I worked on these songs. And if it doesn't begin to feel that way with me, after I work on it a while, I throw it out. But I didn't throw those out, because they worked. And I began to feel like that these are my songs. And it doesn't matter what anybody else has done with them. This is the way I do it.
And then Fiona Apple on Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
That was a surprise, too. No, I knew she was coming in that day. Rick told me that morning that Fiona Apple was going to be in the studio and going to sing on one of the songs. And I was excited about that, because I really like her. And she did a good job on the record. She helped cover up some of my rough spots.